Today's the day. My lecturer is finally going to confess to me. There's no way it doesn't happen. It's perfect. It's his birthday, and I can be the best present he will ever get in his whole life. I got him a card and a homemade cupcake, too. I've been perfecting the recipe for weeks now. I mean, there's no other date that he would do this on. I have to make sure I look extra presentable. He's been giving me hints for months now. The way he looks at me when he hands me back my test results, when I try so hard to get perfect marks. I must be raising the average of the class. It'll look so good on his report that he has such well-performing students. Or that time our hands accidentally touched. But it was no accident. I could tell he meant it. If only I could have reacted fast enough to hold on, even just for a millisecond. Our first real embrace, even if it was just our hands. But that will all be a thing of the past. I won't have to crave or yearn for it any longer after today. I can just simply do it because he will finally be all mine. And we'll be together forever. I cannot even imagine how fun it'll be trying to hide it from the class. I have to act all nonchalant in front of my lover. But that just makes it all so much more exciting. I wonder, will he pull me aside during class and ask me to meet him during lunch? Ooh, or maybe send me to detention during break, and I'm forced to stay with him alone. Or maybe after class. That would seem like the best option. Alright, time to go. I don't want to be late to the first day of my life after all. It's break already. What's taking him so long? Is he too nervous to ask? He just has to tell me to stay back. Then we'll be alone long enough for his confession. I wonder if he got me flowers. He's such a romantic and he hasn't even done anything yet. It was probably my fault for not making it obvious what the plan was. I'll need to work on our wavelengths together so we can practically be one. Not right. Why isn't he telling me to stay back? Half the day is gone already. This isn't fair. This can't be right. He's not looked at me much today, but I could have sworn he blushed when I adjusted my legs. That's why I'm in the front of the class, after all. But seriously, what's up with him? Maybe he's depressed? Because everyone forgot his birthday. But not me, my dear lecturer. I'll be your favorite student forever. Alright, what is going on? He's dismissed class and it's the end of the day? Hello? He must be too worried about test scores or something. He just doesn't realize. I'll have to step in now. Before this moment slips away forever. Hey, sir, can I ask you some questions once everyone has left? I'm just a bit embarrassed, so I don't want to say it in front of others. Happy birthday. What? Don't be silly. It's not inappropriate. You're the birthday boy. And plus, we're alone. No one can see in the room once the door is closed and the windows don't face anything. We're completely secure here. It was just a hug. Can I pull a chair by your desk? Thank you. Yeah, you've been on your feet all day, so I'm not surprised that you could use the seat. I just wanted to give you this card, and as well as a homemade cupcake, just for you. Mm? You feel choked up? Aw, you're more than welcome. I thought it would be pretty nice and wholesome, just like me. I would like to think that you think highly of me. You can take the Tupperware home, it's no problem. Did the other lecturers know that it was your birthday? Oh, you don't talk much. I guess it is your first year here, so it's completely understandable. People are nervous creatures. They often care what others think, but that's our downfall. Caring about what the status quo is. I don't blame you. I struggle to mingle with other students, but you already knew that. I just feel like I'm more mature and emotionally developed. I mean, talking to me now? Don't you think so? He complimented me. I knew it. He's just playing hard to get, and he's had a rough start to his birthday. That's all. So now, I just have to delicately phrase these next parts to try and warm him up. As for what I wanted to talk to you about, well, as you know, I struggle with genuine relationships with people, but in particular boyfriend stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's just when I consume literally any form of media. It's all about relationships. It's all about how this is the best time of my life and it's time to experiment and all that nonsense, but I just don't feel that way with my peers. Can I ask you what having a relationship is really like? The only examples I see are on TV or some dramatic movie, so I doubt my perception is very accurate to real life. Oh, that's a shame. You're so unlucky. Fate can be interesting like that. Yes! Yes, 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 he's pure and all mine for the taking. I could be a better partner than his ex within one single hour than she was in the entire span of their relationship. I could have sworn a while ago you said in class that you're just working hard to make money to save for a better future. Is that still true? Well, maybe that explains why it never worked out in your last relationship. Because you were so self-assured and headstrong with your goals that if you didn't have a partner that sees your vision, well, that relationship crumbles because they can't keep up. So really, you just need someone on the same level. I actually have a similar outlook in life. You only have one shot at it, so it's best to work hard to make sure your dreams are a reality, you know? Did I tell you I started working part-time to earn money? I've been saving it. It's tiring, but it's a small sacrifice now for a better future. A future with you in it. I'm all about having good experiences with others. I just need to get to that part with others. Do you understand? Well, it's not so easy to initiate something with someone. Fear of rejection is very real and it's a struggle. Especially if that relationship is against society's standards. I guess between a patient and a nurse. People would say that's not right, and someone is taking advantage of the other, but what if they both consented? They both wanted it. Then surely it should be fine. Screw what society wants. Because I know what I want. Teacher, I want you. You heard me, right? Why are you looking at me like that? Look, it's clear you don't want to get caught. So I'll lock the door. Doesn't our conversation all make sense now? I was talking about you. I want to be in a relationship with you. I know it's not so traditional if a girl confesses her love first, but who cares about tradition when we can finally be together? It's almost the end of term and we need to take chances as they appear. We can't just fade away to nothing now, only being in each other's lives for a fleeting moment. You have always preached about how important it is to go out into the world and find trouble. Well, trouble's found you, and you cannot talk your way out of this situation. Now sit in that chair and kiss me.